The way that we honed in on specific sites, primarily based on sites that offered the most options for mobility. In other words, that you could bike, walk, take Tri-Rail or Brightline very easily.
Speaking regionally, South Florida doesn't have the tech reputation of a San Francisco or Research Triangle. How did the Amazon bid address that?
If you look at the fabric of companies which you can find throughout South Florida, you're going to find a common platform of technology. And so what we did was expand on the notion that all of these companies are really technology companies that are focused on different industry. Pratt Whitney is a technology company that's focused on aviation, aerospace, and engineering. Office Depot is a technology company that plays in the space of office and office environments. Many of these hedge funds that are coming to Palm Beach County and to South Florida, they are technology companies at the core of their platform. And so that type of talent really lives here and is the fiber of South Florida. All of the universities wrote memorandums of understanding that they would supply the workforce, that they would tailor training programs for Amazon, FIU to UM to FAU to Kaiser to Palm Beach State College, Broward Community, all community colleges, state colleges, and universities in the Tri-County area are standing by our side to assist with Amazon.
What was it like working with Broward and Miami-Dade?
It was wonderful. The Broward Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance, the Miami-Dade Beacon Council, and the Business Development Board actually got together months before the Amazon proposal came out to say that we believe we are a very strong and competitive region. Let's start maximizing on the competitive assets that we have as one, as opposed to three distinctive counties. We knew at some point bonding together as one unit to promote ourselves to a big corporate headquarters would be most appropriate. And lo and behold, 4 weeks later, we received the Amazon proposal and we were able to jump on it immediately. What we put together was for South Florida. We promoted ourselves as one region because the mobility option of Brightline really connects us and makes us one. The only component that was broken down county by county was the land component and the incentive component.
If you add up all the incentives, is there a number you've been tossing around like, this is our number?
There isn't a number because every package is very tailored. And so we would actually have to see the city, the community, and the piece of property that was decided upon, because what West Palm may offer is very different than what another city may offer in South Florida. And then there were some city, county, and state incentives that will remain confidential, as will the specific sites.
What are our chances?
I think our chances are really good. I think that the offer put forward of South Florida is one that should receive at least the recognition of being on the short list.
Regardless of what happens ultimately with the Amazon decision, what will you take forward from this process that will help you and help us in South Florida get the next big fish?
It was a very valuable exercise to encourage the three cities to work together and see our numbers in a totally different perspective and how much stronger we are as a region as opposed to individual counties. Second, I would say that this proposal represents what I think is going to be on the minds of all CEOs that are looking to position their company based upon their intrinsic values for the next 10 to 20 years. And so we can take this and now use it as a checklist for where we need to go to be attractive to the Amazons of the world for the next 10 years. So regardless, in my mind, South Florida won.